Thank you, Helen. As we speak, there are a group of 36 former Malayan and Borneo veterans having a commemoration service in the War Memorial Gardens in Kuching. This is being hosted by the Malayan veterans and the Sarawak government to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the ceasefire and declaration of the end of the Indonesian confrontation in August 1966. The actual peace treaty was signed on the 11th of August in Bangkok, but we're having the ceremony today here in Kuching to coincide with the annual Malayan celebration days, which combine three particular events in their history. First one is the Malayan Emergency from 1948 to 1960, their independence from Britain in 1957, and the end of the Indonesian confrontation in 1966. And it's all combined into one massive celebration here on the 31st. And we're having our ceremony as close to that date as possible, and we will be joining in their celebrations later on in the day.
Brian, who is attending this ceremony?
All right. From Australia, we have representatives from all services, which is very good, of course, majority of Army. But we have people from South Australia, Northern Territory, West Australia and New South Wales travelling. We've been here in Kuching since the 23rd of August, and we'll be coming home on the 1st of September, for better or worse, after the celebrations on the 31st here.
How has this been received in Kuching by the locals?
The Sarawak government is very conscious of the contributions made by Australia during the Indonesian confrontation. They are very respectful of what we did. They, even to the extent where we have a unique opportunity here today with the unveiling of our memorial, in that ours is only the second and will be the last at this stage to be unveiled here in this cemetery. The first was unveiled last August 2015 for the SAS, Australian SAS regiments that served during the confrontation. So our memorial will be mounted next to the SAS memorial. They're both black granite tablets which have been engraved and manufactured by a stonemason here in Kuching, and they have done an excellent job. The whole of the gardens area has been refurbished by the Sarawak government, and it's being maintained now on a regular basis by their parks and gardens equivalent, whatever that might be up here, to make sure that the whole garden is kept in good order.
Brian, it seems to me that there has been a great friendship formed by the locals with the Australians, and that seems to have been maintained over those 50 years.
It's incredible, Helen. The respect both ways, I might add, is almost palpable. They are very emotional when it comes to remembering these events, particularly around the Sarawak-Kalimantan border areas, and we'll be visiting particular sites that were of some significance during the confrontation at Bau, Serakan, Subabuan and Gombang. One other site we're going to try and get to is where Ram Bahadur Limbu was written up for his Victoria Cross. He was a Gurkha soldier serving with the Gurkha regiment here at the time, and he was in an action on the 23rd of September 1965. So it's 51 years since that particular action, but we're going to try and find that area at least, and we've got a posy of everlasting poppies, if you like, that we're going to place there. They'll disappear over time, of course. However, we're going to mark that spot.
It's good to be able to deal with those emotions, isn't it?
It is, and the support that the local people, the Iban, the Orang Aslis and the Dayaks show towards us is astounding. Even their children know a great deal about what happened, much more so than anyone in Australia. I can vouch for that.
Amazing. It makes me feel very proud to have been associated with the National Malaya and Borneo Veterans Association. Was Ram Bahadur the only VC winner from that conflict?
Yes, he was, and he's the only surviving VC recipient in the Gurkha Army.
Brian, you mentioned the three services, or you mentioned all services. Now, we tend to think of the conflict as being Army, but of course there were Air Force and Navy involved too. Just explain their involvement in it.
Okay, well, the Navy was charged with the task of patrolling the sea border areas between the Kalimantan border in the east, right up around Sabah and Sarawak, down to the Kalimantan border in the west. And it's quite a large area. And they had the 16th Minesweeper Squadron there, based at Labuan for the most part of it. They were patrolling 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And the Air Force, of course, with fighter aircraft, believe it or not, they were still Sabres from 77 Squadron. We hadn't progressed, or we weren't allowed to use the Mirage aircraft at that stage because France refused to provide ammunition and spare parts into a conflict area where they had some interest, of course, in Indonesia. So the Mirages sat on the tarmac, and the Sabres did the air support, plus the RAF doing a lot of work with our resupply, and they were the squadrons that provided our airlift to and from bases in conjunction with some of the Iroquois from 5 Squadron, which later became 9 Squadron, RAAF. Plus the Army, of course, majority on the ground with 3 and 4 Battalion, artillery units and engineer units that were added to the Commonwealth Brigade at the request of Malaysia in 1962.
You embarked from Australia aboard a naval ship, didn't you? Which ship was that?
Yes, we did. Bit of a claim to fame here. We were the first units to be deployed on HMAS Sydney after it had become converted to a troop transport ship for the RAN. And that was well before any trips to Vietnam. So we broke it in for the Vietnam trips, if you like. And that's a separate log we can put together at some stage, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Do you maintain contact with some of those personnel from the ship?
We do. In fact, one of them, who was a sailor on the Sydney at the time of our trip, has travelled with me to Kuching. He was part of the Fleet Air Arm at that stage. Why, I don't know. But anyway, he's caught up with us, or we've caught up with him, and he's travelled with me.
You're having a lovely time there.
Well, there's...
catching up with old mates.
There is a number of places that people staying in Kuching. Some are upmarket, of course. They're staying at the Kuching Hilton or the Pullman. A group of us are testing the waters again. We're staying at the Waterfront Lodge in Kuching, which is just near the bazaar. It's an old world Kuching-style building, several stories high, and we're enjoying it. It's good.
Before we go, Brian, I'd like to talk to you about the lack of recognition in some quarters for the veterans of your era. Would you mind just telling us a little bit about that? Because I'm sure not a lot of our listeners know.
Yes, Helen, it's 50 years ago since the ceasefire. In that time, there's been quite a number of additional conflicts, of course. However, we believe now that the Korean veterans have handed the torch on to us to be the truly forgotten wars, both of them, post-World War II on the Malayan Peninsula and in Borneo, get very little coverage. In fact, the irritating thing still occurs where when these post-World War II conflicts are discussed in any forum, whether it be on radio, in the press or TV, the dialogue usually goes something like the Boer War, World War I, World War II, Korea and Vietnam. Well, there is a 16-year window in there where we are engaged on the Malayan Peninsula and in Borneo. There are 114 casualties between the Commonwealth nations of the UK, Australia and New Zealand. Over 600 were wounded. And we have no recognition whatsoever, not even a memorial in Canberra. And it's very difficult to get hold of any particular text that will properly describe what happened during those years.
Brian, I sincerely hope that that situation changes, because you, the same as any other of our veterans, deserve it.
Thank you, Helen, and much appreciated for you allowing us to do this. And I must say, for anyone else listening, that the Tiger beer is just as cold and fresh as it was. And we're having a few rehydrating beverages.
Thank you, Brian, and enjoy your time in Kuching.
Thank you very much, Helen.